we actually made a profit this year in the first year. And just from the standpoint of fair management, I just say that things went extremely well. We feel like the fair was very successful for the first year, and we're anxious to jump right back in. In fact, we already have, and trying to plan and put together a fair next year that'll be bigger, better, and more successful.
What were the attendance numbers?
Our attendance was 16,165, and that does not reflect the number of children ages 0 to 4 that were admitted free.
As far as revenue goes, the first thing that I'm always interested in was the Midway people happy with the turnout?
Yes, they were. They were happy. Again, with this being the inaugural year, you know, anytime you pull something like this out of the ground and start it from scratch, you know that there's going to be a lot of growing that. That will take place, you know, as far as the future goes. And our bottom line looked real good. The carnival itself, the Midway, did real well overall. Actually, the fares percentage from the Midway was about $58,000.
I say that's pretty good.
Yes, we were. We were pleased overall, and like I said, we were really excited and really feel like that for the first year we had a really successful year.
And so how much did the fair collect then after it was all said and done?
The bottom line after all the bills were paid, including the expo rental fees, the bottom line, the net profit for the fair this year was $20,919.76.
And where does that money go?
That money, really, the mission of the fair is twofold. One is to fund scholarships, and the other is to make capital improvements to the expo complex. And there's already been a few capital improvements made to the expo complex that actually was included in the bottom line. And so the executive board met this morning, and they have voted, even though we didn't plan to do this in the first year, they voted to actually give scholarships at the conclusion of the 2012-2013 academic year to graduating high school seniors.
And I see where details on how to apply for the scholarship will be upcoming. So high school seniors this year, and I guess those who are younger in the future, they need to be putting the Branson Valley Fair on their scholarship application list.
Absolutely. We hadn't decided exactly which route that we're going to take as far as selection goes, but that's something that the executive board will consider in the near future, and we do have scholarship policies and procedures that are already in place, and so they'll make a decision. The board will make a decision sometime in the next meeting or two, and decide how many scholarships they want to give this first year. And then it's we've had all of our wrap-up meetings, or we're in the process of having all of our wrap-up meetings with staff coordinators and committee chairmen, and we're in the process of making adjustments and improvements that need to be made to grow this. And I really feel like that, sometime in the near future, that this is going to end up being something that's very, very special. So we're really excited about it, and just feel like that, you know, the sky's the limit. And feel like that we have a lot of room to grow, and feel like that with having a first year like we had, that and the thing to keep in mind too, I want to mention this too, is that we were going head up on this with some events that were extremely difficult to go head up with, and still had the kind of year that we had. We had, as you do this time of year, we had high school football on Friday night. We had the Kolache Fest over in Caldwell going on this same weekend. We had the first SEC game, Texas A&M versus Florida, going on Saturday. Friday night we had not only Yale practice, but we had first Yale, and they booked some major entertainment that night and sold tickets. And so we were going head up with just about as much as we could possibly go up against, and still did real well. So optimism is really high, and we're all really excited about it, and feel like that we got a really good start, and we're really anxious to make it bigger and better and more successful next year, and I'm sure that we will.
And I want to have your observation on one other financial note, because I see here in the news release the fair also gave out $33,000 in the competitive events and made $2,300 in contributions to local charities, and yet you still wind up in the black. So a whole lot of good being done financially.
Exactly. The $33,000 to contestants in competitive events included money that was paid to rodeo contestants, for livestock show exhibitors, for school art or youth Western art show winners, and to food challenge winners. And that is significant, and that is part of the number. So not only did we award $33,000 to contestants in all those events, but we did make contributions to local charities in the amount of $2,300. And now all these charities that we made the contributions to furnished volunteers out here that helped us put on the fair, and we're very thankful for that. And we made contributions because some of their members actually came out here and sold tickets, took tickets, and helped with parking, among other things.
Which is something that perhaps groups and organizations can plan on helping next year and be available to get the same sort of reward.
Absolutely. In fact, we needed more help this year, and we made it work with what we had, but we're really hoping that we can get the same ones and get a lot more of them. And I think as we grow the fair, our need for volunteers and our need for charities and nonprofits to come out and help us is going to get a lot larger.
Also see here that the fair was awarded the Best New CPRA Rodeo of the Year. That's a nice honor.
It is a nice honor. It's something that none of us expected, but we feel like we've got a very good rodeo producer, and at the show went well, and with what we paid out to the rodeo contestants, that feel like that we were a deserving winner on that, but we're excited about it because it's not something that we counted on getting. So it's just a nice award to have.
You mentioned how upbeat you were about this year's attendance. Tell me a little bit, now that we're almost 2 months since the fair occurred and you've been able to review things a little bit, what's going into the planning to make sure the execution next year is better than it was this year?
Well, there's quite a few things. Obviously, the first rattle out of the box when we did our layout and established what our footprint was going to be. There's going to be some things that we're going to do differently. Where the ingress and egress, how we bring the livestock in and out. There's some logistical things that we're going to change that are going to help us become more efficient and going to make our job easier as far as moving contestants in and out. And then we're already identifying, we've already made a trip to the Heart of Texas Fair in Waco with our staff. That was about 2 weeks ago to take a look at everything they're doing. We're making a site visit to San Antonio Livestock Show next week. And then we're also going to make a site visit to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. That'll probably be the first part of December. And we want to see what all these other major fairs, particularly those that are extremely successful, to see what all they're doing. I personally have 20 years of experience as assistant general manager at Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, so I pretty much know what they're doing, and of course learn the trade down there. And I feel like that we'll be able to add quite a few special attractions, more special attractions, and try to increase our entertainment value as much as possible. Hopefully we'll have more commercial exhibitors, we'll have more livestock exhibitors, we'll have more special attractions, as I just mentioned. We'll be able to grow it in those areas and add some more fun things for people to do and to enjoy once they buy their ticket and come in the gate.
I noticed the last paragraph of the news release talking about the goal to reach 100,000, and you want to get there sooner than later. And obviously you have experience having those kind of numbers, and you want to get as many people involved as possible to make that happen.
Yes, we need buy-in. This is a mid-major regional fair. It's not a county fair, and we've got a great Brazos County Youth Livestock Show in the spring, and so this event is something that's totally different. And we need to get Brazos County and every county contiguous to Brazos County involved in the fair. We had contestants coming from all of those counties in a lot of our competitive events, but we need to get the citizens of not only Bryan College Station, but also the citizens in the communities and all those other counties involved in coming here. And you know, that's going to happen over time, and we'll work hard to make this a tradition. And as I mentioned before, our major goal is to make this a major social happening in the Brazos Valley, and not just another event. And I truly believe that sometime in the near future that you know, it's just going to take a little time to grow it, but I do think that we'll grow this thing and build it into something that's very, very special in the future.